It's the WP Minute. Support independent content like this by visiting thewpminute.com/support. You can join our Slack membership, buy us a virtual coffee, or take out a classified ad listing to promote your product, event, or service inside of our newsletter every week. Like what we do, thewpminute.com/support. What should plugin developers expect from WordPress? The recent pushback regarding WordPress.org's removal of active install growth data shouldn't be too surprising. It's not the first time that a decision made by WordPress leadership has ruffled some feathers. But perhaps the people most directly impacted by the move, plugin developers, were a bit unexpected. After all, a thriving plugin ecosystem is key to keeping WordPress growing and relevant. It's fair to wonder why anyone would want to upset this particular apple cart. Logic tells us that you'd want to do everything possible to keep this group happy. That, in turn, encourages developers to continue to invest in the platform. By contributing their products and perhaps being part of the Five for the Future program, there are numerous opportunities to make a positive impact. However, it's not quite that simple. The above assumes that A, everyone's on the same page, and B, all involved parties have purely altruistic motives. That's just not the reality of WordPress or any other community on this planet. There's always going to be some push and pull between plugin developers and WordPress. The question is, what should plugin developers realistically expect from the platform and its leadership? The limited partnership between developers and leadership. On the surface, the partnership between plugin developers and WordPress leadership is mutually beneficial. At their best, these entities can help each other thrive, and each deserves gratitude for the role they play. But there are limits. Even though the WordPress project is open source and not for profit, money is still at stake. Many plugin developers and service providers, including Matt Mullenweg's Automattic, are for-profit businesses. And while most want to provide benefits to others, they're still obliged to consider their needs first. This brings us to the issue of active install growth data for plugins. In a competitive landscape, entrepreneurs will undoubtedly use available data to their advantage. That's not necessarily a bad thing, it's just the way business works. Yet sometimes how that data is leveraged will go against the grain. It could impact the WordPress community and project in ways that leadership isn't comfortable with. Not everyone is interested in a level playing field. And we've seen instances where companies have used dark patterns and questionable marketing tactics to get ahead. Meanwhile, WordPress.org has made these stats publicly available for years. Plugin authors have made it clear that the data is useful to them. However, no rule says WordPress must continue doing so. Fair or not, they can add or subtract metrics as they see fit. The optics of decisions were decidedly unflattering, and there has been plenty of debate on whether removing this data was justified. Still, this friction is a prime example of the relationship's limitations. WordPress doesn't have to help developers make money. Whether you're a plugin developer or a freelancer serving clients, it's possible to make a good living with WordPress. The software provides a solid foundation on which to build your business. Odds are that this narrative describes many people's journeys to some degree. We can also admire the WordPress community's history of being relatively open and its willingness to share knowledge. It's something we see at WordCamps on social media and within the walled gardens such as maybe PostStatus and even the WP Minute. Indeed, the software is wonderful and so are many of the people involved, but we shouldn't confuse them with the goals of the WordPress project and its leadership. The project provides us with a tool and documentation that demonstrates how to use it. It encourages us to add customizations to the mix. It also asks that we give back to keep the lights on and the software relevant. But maybe that's as far as it goes. Perhaps WordPress leadership wishes us well while maintaining its distance. They're not necessarily concerned with what a business owner wants. It could be that we're in this together, but only to a certain point. For someone who was attracted to WordPress because of its everything is free vibe, I think that's disappointing. At the same time, it may also explain why leadership doesn't seem eager to communicate its reasoning behind controversial decisions. WordPress plugin developers must make their own way. In a perfect world, both the WordPress project and plugin developers would walk hand in hand, but their interests diverge at some point along the way. Thus, there's an inevitable parting. That doesn't mean that there aren't opportunities for collaboration. It's still in everyone's best interest to get along and make WordPress the best it can be, but perhaps we shouldn't have any false illusions about this relationship. For what it's worth, I'd love to see leadership step out of its comfort zone and provide in-depth details about its decision-making process. I think so much of the frustration and mistrust we see could be avoided by simply talking about the issues of the day. In the meantime, the plugin developer community must come to grips with the hand they've been dealt. There will always be some level of disconnect between the needs of WordPress and its ecosystem. That isn't likely to change. That means developers may have to learn to rely on each other more than the platform they use. That was a reading of Eric Karkovac's latest post on the WP Minute titled, "What Should Plugin Developers Expect from WordPress?" If you enjoyed it, don't forget to subscribe to our weekly newsletter and podcast. Well, you're already listening to the podcast. Make sure you're hitting subscribe. It's in your podcast app every week. TheWPMinute.com. Support us and the content that we produce right here to keep independent WordPress news like this free. Go to TheWPMinute.com/support. Share us on social media and subscribe to the newsletter at TheWPMinute.com/subscribe.